The CWF Network, sharing black stories from all angles.
The views are always better from the back. Action! The show giving you my perspectives on movies. I got my snacks, and I'm ready to share my views. I'm your host, Mundo. Roll it!
Watch the dealio, movie heads. Guess who's back in the house? It's your favorite movie guru, Mundo. You already know, I'm here to talk about movies, movies, and more movies. And you can only find me here on the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. Well, on a brand new episode of Views from the Back Row, I'm doing another Did It Age Well? And the movie we are revisiting is...
I Get High, High, High
Every Day.
So plain. I feel like this had to be Kevin Hart's breakout movie. Soul Plane came out in 2004, and I can remember owning the bootleg at least 4 to 6 months before this comedy movie touched down. Everybody and a mama seen this movie before it officially came out. Now, don't act like y'all didn't cop the bootleg. The cast is stacked. Kevin Hart, Snoop Dogg, Method Man, D.L. Hughley, some more, Sofia Vergara, Monique, Lonnie Love, Cruz, John Witherspoon, a.k.a. Pops. Don't tell nobody. And some other known names. Just to recap, Nashawn Wade, Kevin Hart's character, wins a big lawsuit settlement for getting his ass stuck on the toilet on an airline during takeoff. And they also killed his precious dog. Murderers! He sued the airline and he won $100 million. Cha-ching! When reporters asked him what he was going to do with all that money, he came up with an idea. And that was to own his own airline. Yes, NWA. And I'm sure you're wondering what the initials stand for. And it's not niggers with airlines or niggers with attitudes. It's the initials of his first and last name, silly. Now, let me tell you, this airline was ghetto as fuck. Now boarding NWA passengers, flight to JFK, please make your way to Terminal X. And Terminal X was named after the late great Malcolm X. I'm sure this brother is turning in his grave. There were 99 cent stores everywhere. A Brasco's chicken and waffles, and a show floor for some dope cars. They even had a Foot Locker chilling in the background. So, you're waiting for your flight? Head to the basketball court and shoot some hoops. When it was time to walk through the metal detectors, security was doing a half-assed job. Monique and Lonnie Love was cutting up on passengers left and right. They spent more time harassing folks than checking bags. These ladies were looking for Denzel or 50 Cent to walk through the metal detectors. This is one of my favorite scenes, maybe the best scene in the whole entire movie. These security guards deserved their own movie. Just them clacking their handheld metal detectors will have you dying. Go, shorty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. And we don't give a fuck if it's not your birthday. They were disrespectful and they didn't have a problem slapping a bitch with that handheld metal detector. And please don't walk through with no fake ass jewelry or cheap ass iguana shoes. Because it's a wrap. This Soul Plane had spinners. Yeah, that's right. This bad boy was decked out. And it had bounce too. Makes you want to throw on a Snoop Dogg hit while preparing for liftoff. Sipping on gin and juice, lay back. I got my mind on my money and my money on my mind. This Soul Plane was dripped in purple paint. And this plane also had a club. Big Boy was on the ones and twos. This plane was huge. First class was comfortable. eating lobster and sipping on the finest wine. But if your ass had a coach ticket, you was heading all the way in the back. The seats were dusty and looked like they had bed bugs. All the passengers in low class shared one TV, and the antenna needed to be adjusted every few minutes. You were lucky just to get a seat. This was the first flight out of NWA, and their pilot, Mac, played by Uncle Snoop, his ass was afraid of heights. Everyone was crossing their fingers, hoping to survive and not crash into the Atlantic Ocean. Where did he get his training from? Well, he just got out the pen and he passed with flying colors. Hashtag flight simulation. Well, thank God for his co-pilot, Gaiman. So, we didn't really follow Kevin Hart's character story so much. We dipped into him and his ex-girlfriend breaking up, but we could have definitely scrapped that part. We paid more attention to the passengers, following a Caucasian family and their experience flying with a ton of black folks. It was different for them. And guess what their last names were? The Hunkies. Wrong on so many levels. Mr. Hunky lost his wife to a black man in his big sausage. Also, his kids were doing whatever the hell they wanted on this flight. His daughter was turning 18 and she wanted to get teabagged. I know you freaks know what teabagging is. His son, you can say he was a coacher voucher, but you can't deny it. Black folks are cool as fuck. Some passengers were getting their freak on all over the plane. In the bathroom, they even got it right in at the cockpit. And then they found the captain dead. Everyone lost it when they found out the pilot was dead. Mayday, mayday. Method Man was ready to jump out the plane with his parachute, convincing his cousin to leave their asses to crash. But Nashawn put on his big boy pants to land this plane, with the help of some well-experienced flight attendants, who weren't strangers to the cockpit. Chicka, chicka. Well, the question is, did Soul Plane age well? Hell no, it didn't age well. I was actually offended. There were stereotypes galore. If Soul Plane would have been released in 2020, this comedy film would have gotten canceled so quick. I don't know, but it seems like the new world we are living in is so sensitive. You can't say shit or do anything that might offend folks. Passing a Popeyes box around in low class and serving Colt 45 is not a good look for my people. Who gave this movie the green light? Everyone was a target. The gay community, even the Muslims. So a Muslim man walked on the plane and everyone's eyes was on his ass. They called him Osama bin Laden and everything. I ain't gonna lie, the shit was funny, but it's not right. This is an hour and a half airplane turbulence just sitting through offensive material. This is a raunchy comedy for adults only. I don't know if they were trying to recreate the classic 1980s film Airplane for black folks, but they for sure missed the mark. More like a crash and burn. Someone find the black box, please. I enjoyed the actors, I'm not gonna lie. The jokes will make you giggle, but should we really be laughing is the question. So I have no choice but to give Soul Plane to Mundo Heads, and there's nothing you can do about it. So I want to know, do you agree with me? Hit me on the CWF Network hotline at 347-719-3350. Leave your boy a message. I also want you to go follow me on Facebook at Mundo's Movie Review and stop playing games and add the CWF Network on the gram at CWFP_. This is your Captain Mundo speaking, and I want to thank you for flying with the CWF Network. Make sure you come back next week for another dope episode of Views from the Back Row. And always remember, Mundo knows best, you silly rabbit. My flow, my show brought me the dough that brought me all my fancy things. My crib, my cars, my pools, my juice. Nigga came up and I ain't changed. I love Monique and Lonnie Love. I can watch that part every time.
This is the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. Follow us on Instagram at CWFP_. Okay, bye.